You're listening to The Land and the Book from Moody Radio. Our host, Dr. Charlie Dyer, is addressing questions that you can email us any old time if you've got one. TheLandAndTheBook@moody.edu is how to connect. Okay, Gordon says, I've got three or four friends that doubt the accuracy of the Bible. They say stuff like, it's made up after the fact. It's just a bunch of unproven fables based on earlier manuscripts like the Epic of Gilgamesh. I'm aware that both Josh McDowell and Lee Strobel have written books providing proof of this historical accuracy of the Bible, but can you recommend one or two other books that address whether we can truly trust the accuracy of the 66 books of the Bible?
Well, the two books you mentioned are excellent, and I'm not sure adding additional books to that list will ultimately help your friends. You know, the real issue is faith. In Hebrews 11, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him has to believe that he exists and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So in light of that, here's what I'd suggest. First, challenge your friends saying the real question is faith, and then say to them, okay, for the next month, would you be willing to read the Bible and then pray? And as you're praying, just ask God to say, if you exist, show yourself to me. And then write down any impressions and have them come back to you and discuss what they found. And then second, if they say the Bible's full of errors, say to them, well, give me some examples. And I say that because a lot of people say, oh, yeah, the Bible's full of mistakes, but they really can't identify any. It's just something they've heard repeated by others. But tell them, if they come to you with those questions, you'll seriously try to get them an answer. And do that, and then try and find those answers to come back to them. Now, there aren't enough books in the world to persuade someone who chooses not to believe. But if someone's willing to honestly seek for answers and interact with the Bible and with God, and with a good friend who can help them understand it, I think God will then work in their heart and bring them to a point of understanding and hopefully of faith.